USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The UK variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the United States, according to the CDC. Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Wednesday that the B.1.1.7 variant is now the most common being seen in new cases of COVID, with more than 16,000 confirmed cases. The more transmissible variant is also being blamed in part for an increase of cases over the last several weeks. But nearly half the new cases are coming from certain hotspots. Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania are accounting for about 40% of new cases over the last 7 days, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. And Washington Governor Jay Inslee has signed a bill into law that will restore voting rights to felons once they're released from prison. The law will restore voting rights to about 20,000 people in the state when it goes into effect next year. Those who are still on parole are also eligible to begin voting again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
The White House said this week that it would not require or develop a COVID vaccination passport that could be used to limit travel or access to certain businesses. Several states have already taken action against a proposed passport, with Florida and Texas already banning their states' governments from requiring one to receive services. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy tells MSNBC that while private entities are developing vaccine passports, the federal government's involvement is limited to making sure that people's privacy is protected.
The government will not be requiring or issuing vaccine credentials. And that's important to know. Now, the private sector has certainly launched a number of initiatives to try to develop some sort of credential system whereby people can attest to and confirm that they were vaccinated. And what the government and the administration really believes is that if the private sector is going to do that, that there needs to be strict standards to ensure that people are protected, that their privacy is protected.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
COVID cases are on the increase, especially in 5 states. Tim Berg reports that the spread of variants of the virus are also playing a part in the uptick.
Even as Americans receive vaccinations, parts of the United States are seeing a troubling surge in COVID cases. This is especially true for the upper Midwest and Northeast. Michigan is struggling with a strong spike. As these new variants spread across the United States, many people are wondering if the vaccines are able to protect people from them. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show,
"It is early. We don't know that much about it. All the data we have right now suggests our vaccines are going to hold up. So I remain confident, but obviously we want to test that and make sure that that is the case. But I think our vaccines are going to hold up to these mutants."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says that the cause of the February crash that left golfer Tiger Woods severely injured was excessive speed. Sheriff Alex Villanueva revealed Wednesday that Woods' SUV was traveling about 75 miles an hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone when it struck a tree. He added that there was no evidence of impairment and that the crash was caused by Woods losing control of the vehicle. No citations were issued in the accident. Woods is recovering following multiple leg surgeries. And the Vancouver Canucks are continuing to deal with a rapidly spreading COVID outbreak, with 19 of the team's 22 active players now on the NHL's COVID-19 protocol list. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.